This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Ministry today said that India has urged the Chinese side to ensure that the interests of downstream states of the Brahmaputra are not harmed by activities in upstream areas. Replying to a query on hydropower project on the Yarlung Tsangpo River in the Tibet Autonomous Region of China, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that as a lower riparian state with established user rights to the waters of the river, New Delhi has reiterated its concerns. Replying to another query, the spokesperson said they have seen the announcement pertaining to the establishment of two new counties in Hotan Prefecture of China. Parts of jurisdiction of these so-called counties fall in India's Union Territory of Ladakh. A delegation-level talk was held between the Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Maldives Abdullah Khalil in New Delhi today. During his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said both the countries increased their engagements in various sectors. He reiterated that India always stood with Maldives and the country has facilitated the exports of essential commodities to Maldives. India has extended humanitarian assistance to Bolivia to support tackling of forest fires. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the consignment consisting of firefighting gears, first aid kit, medicines and other utilities has departed for Bolivia. Overall, 16 tons of firefighting equipment and related relief material will be sent. He also added that the assistance would also help in tackling environmental crisis and health issues caused by forest fires. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched a scathing attack on the Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi, accusing it of pushing the city into disaster during its decade-long rule. Mr. Modi used the term Sheesh Mahal to hit out at AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal for allegedly spending huge amount for luxurious facilities at his residence as Chief Minister. The Prime Minister said he could have built a Sheesh Mahal for himself but prioritised housing for the poor. Mr. Modi stated this while inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 4,500 crore rupees in Delhi. He said AAP has failed in providing proper water, sewer and other facilities in colonies. Employees Provident Fund Organization EPFO's centralized pension payment system is now fully operationalized across the country. Pension worth about 1,570 crore rupees was disbursed to more than 68 lakh pensioners pertaining to all 122 pension disbursing regional offices of EPFO for December. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said this modern system will ensure that pensioners can access their pensions from any bank, anywhere in the country, swiftly and hassle-free. The government today said that there is no cause for alarm in the country over the reports of the spread of HMPV, human metapneumovirus, in China. Talking to reporters, Director General Health Services Atul Goyal said it is like any other respiratory virus that causes flu-like symptoms mostly in elders and kids. He also said the country is fully prepared to deal with any situation of this kind. The Commission for Air Quality Management has invoked the Graded Response Action Plan GRAP 3 across the National Capital Region with immediate effect to prevent further deterioration of air quality. The move comes after air quality in the region deteriorated to very poor category. Under the GRAP 3, a ban is being implemented on non-essential construction work and road construction activities. There will also be restrictions on plying of BS3 patrol and BS4 four-wheelers diesel vehicle in Delhi and in the districts of Gurugram, Faridabad, Ghaziabad and Gautam Buddha Nagar. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall and snowfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad during the next 2 days due to western disturbance. Heavy rainfall is also likely over Himachal Pradesh on 5th and 6th January. Trophies and mascots for the first Khokho World Cup to be held in India were unveiled in New Delhi today. The tournament, scheduled from January 13 to 19, will feature 21 men's teams and 20 women's teams from 24 countries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.